This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. Coming to you live from FUBAR HQ, the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. Introducing our team managers, Rob, the football know-it-all, Deck, the fantasy legend, Bondo, the stats man, and Mike, the producer.
It's Tuesday!
Woo!
Hello.
Feel the energy in the room, Rob.
Last Tuesday I was in New York.
Ah, well. You can't have it all.
And as much as I missed you guys, fuck me, it was better.
Inspiring start there from Rob Cromwell, who's been much missed by the gang.
Good team on paper, FUBAR Radio. Me and Deck have been holding it down for the last month, and Rob has decided to finally grace ourselves with
his
presence.
He's been swanning around North America like a, and I don't mean to, I hate to use the word, total bell end. Bell end. He's been swanning around, going to the Hoover Dam, doing whatever it is you do at the Hoover Dam. Look at a dam, it's still there, lovely, job done. You travel for 4 hours to go and see it. Don't know why you did it, mate. Don't know why you did it. Whereas we've been in the grinding away at Fantasy League. I've been paying real attention to my team and it's had a negative impact. And that is horrifically depressing but true.
Whereas I've paid no attention to my team and I had my best week in months.
Hello listener, you've tuned in and you're absolutely right. An hour of advice on fantasy football is essentially pointless. Let's join a sort of nihilistic worldview and welcome back Rob. Yeah. So you've done no changes whatsoever to your team?
No, I looked at it the week before I went to America.
Classic technique, lovely.
And then when in America, kind of forgot all about it.
That's commitment.
Yeah. And then slept through Thursday and Friday. And
this is after returning to the UK.
Yeah, woke up at 2:15 on Saturday.
And realised that you can make any changes.
And realised it was too late to make any changes, so just crossed my fingers and got 61 points.
So who got your points then?
I had young Joshua King.
Okay.
Great choice.
I have Sigurdsson from...
That's paid off for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie Vardy.
Mm-hmm.
And A.N. Other. I think that's really all I needed.
Fair enough.
But I did have Lukaku as captain. So that doubled his 2 points to 4.
Don't worry, I did the same thing and I felt really, he's not doing well at the moment, is he?
That's his thing. His thing is not doing well when anybody captains him.
Should we, I feel we've done witty banter enough. Should we actually get on to the reason why we're
2
here?
2 minutes in, we're out, we're done with witty banter.
Should we talk
You've
about
the change since I've gone away?
It used to be 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, it's 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes 10. So, you know, is that long enough?
No.
The Dream Team.
Dream Team this week. Well, there's no Matt to talk us through it. So who's going to talk us through it?
I'll say Jakupovic, because I actually took him out to be replaced by Grant, but mistakenly kept him in due to being utterly incompetent. Listener, you've tuned into exactly the right show, and so I had Jakupovic, and I was pretty delighted by that. The penalty save was phenomenal. Did you see it?
I've seen Emre Can's overhead kick,
which was very good.
And that's Liverpool it. Player. And I've watched some of the trip.
and the movies on the plane were absolutely brilliant.
And I watched the end of Line of Duty. It's all right.
Is Line of Duty any good? I've not seen it.
It's all right. It's so-so. All the characters are just their jobs.
Okay.
So there's not really any depth to the characters in, you know, if we were Line of Duty, Mike would just be selling his brownies right now. He wouldn't be radio producing because he wouldn't have that extra string to his bow. He'd just be a brownie salesman.
Hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a brownie salesman.
And that, by the way, is not a euphemism.
He sells small girls.
So, in the defence, what do we have? We had Cahill?
Timothy. Timothy Cahill.
Mm-hmm. There we go. One of the great Cahills.
Yeah, yes.
Related to the Chelsea player, but now, where's Tim Cahill now? Is he in Australia?
Oh, God, I said Tim, didn't I? Yeah,
but he's in Australia,
I think.
He
is. I think he's still playing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Still with the tattoo, looking slightly thuggish, but not thuggish enough. Like somebody who's thought, I want to look thuggish, but I want to look sexy thuggish rather than actually dangerous. That's the thing with Cahill.
Tim Cahill always looked like he could have played for a bigger club and not done very well.
Yes! Yeah. He's got the potential to be signed for a sort of overinflated summer transfer amount of like 25 million and then do absolutely zip.
Yes, I completely concur.
And then, of course, we've got Tim Trippier.
Yeah.
And Tim Fonte as well.
Tim Fonte is, he's not followed the standard Southampton path of going to Liverpool or Tottenham.
Yeah.
So, what does he expect?
I don't know.
But to struggle at West Ham.
A unicorn. That's what he expects.
West Ham, who, at the start of the season, their spoken ambition was European football. They're 50.
If Bundo was here, he'd be reminding us that he has a season ticket to West Ham.
Yeah.
And essentially asking people if they'd like to buy an opportunity to go to their stadium and watch a match.
If it wasn't for the fact that this season there are four of the most mediocre teams ever to grace the Premier League, mm-hmm. West Ham would be in very serious trouble.
Agreed.
Okay. But yeah, so that's Fonte for you.
Midfield.
Yeah. You saw the goal of this guy?
Yes.
This guy's goal?
Yes, Chan deserves to be. I don't care how many points he scored. He's in the dream team, come what may, for that effort, which we will talk more on later.
We will do indeed.
Just to be clear, Rob's also forgotten how dream teams work. It just turns out if someone does something nice that Rob approves of.
Yeah.
I think a dictatorship that was governed by you would be great.
Yeah, why not?
King, Pedro and Sigurdsson. Sigurdsson, first time in the Dream Team for a very long time, I think. He was a standout performer in the first half of the season, and then he's not done much since.
I've heard that Pedro's goal was very good.
Oh, it was absolutely cracking. It was sort of 23 yards out, screamed into the top corner with minimal backlift. Absolutely phenomenal goal. And you can see the other players looking at him. You can always tell a player's popularity. It's very obvious, but you can tell the player's popularity by how quickly everyone runs to them. And everyone legged it to Pedro. Like, it was phenomenal. Really, really good. You're now watching it on YouTube.
Yes.
I think you should talk it through us for the first time.
Okay, so he's... Oh, fuck off.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Let's hang on. So who else scored? Sigurdsson scored. Did you see Sigurdsson's goal?
No.
Okay, so this is the thing. We're going to talk through the team thing. And Rob is going to do commentary as he watches these for the first time.
So Pedro jinks back and forth and then just leathers it with his left foot.
Just to be clear, that's the third time you've watched it now. And I mean, it's so good that it doesn't really... It is difficult to commentate on. It's pretty hard.
I think there's no one in any question that I am not a professional commentator.
Might be by the end of it. This is effectively an internship.
So, Gylfi Sigurdsson. He's it. Oh, the keeper's not even moved. Look at him there. Bayern Munich's bin man celebrating.
This is a back ref to previous episodes.
Oh, it's outside the post right up until he scores. He bends it, Michael. He bends it from outside the post, which is always
like
pleasing.
Beckham?
No, Beckham didn't have that in his armour, really.
In his arsenal.
So that movie title really is not true.
Well, I also, let's also admit that it's a musical. And it starred her out of ER, as well as Keira Knightley.
Gurinder Chadha directed it. Mm-hmm. A very good director.
And it's about girls' football, which, let's be honest, doesn't deserve the profile it has.
It deserves to be significantly higher because women's football is pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but
also, Man City have a ridiculously good women's team. Did they win 6-0 over the weekend?
They did, but the problem is they were playing a team of girls. And I get the feeling that if Man City played a team of girls, they'd win 6-0.
So your argument is, if Man City's male team, the second most highly paid football team in the world, played a women's team, they might win 6-0. And therefore, all women's football should
null and void.
Null and void. There we go. If you'd like to tweet in, everyday sexism.
No, but my genuine issue with women's football, and hear me out on this.
One of the great things is that you will keep digging, mate, and I admire that.
Yeah, my genuine issue with women's football is
51% of the world are female.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah, and
51%
absolutely.
Potentially of our listenership. And we have a potential listenership of 8.2 billion people if another billion people are born in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You've ruled out 3.6 billion of them.
No,
goodbye.
I think
3.8 billion of them.
Yeah, good for them watching. Good for them. No, but seriously, the thing about women's football that has always bothered me is when the media try to promote it to the same level as men's football, because it simply isn't. And there's a reason that they don't get the same crowds and they don't garner the same...
There's a reason they don't have the vote.
TV audiences.
There's a reason they don't have the vote. We shouldn't let them have the vote. If we let them have the vote, where will it go from here? There's a reason they work in the cornfields. There's a reason they work in the cornfields. And it's just... There's a reason that certain things, people are better at swimming. There's a reason. There's a reason for it. There's a reason they're faster at running. It's to do fast twitch muscles. What are you saying, mate?
I'm saying that... I think...
Where would you have been in the bus, mate? So, Parks is in a certain part of the bus,
I'm
mate.
Saying,
where would you be?
If Rosa Parks is at the back of the bus, I'm not fucking with her. Yeah, you don't fuck with the guys at the back of the bus. They're hardcore. No, this isn't about women not being able to play football. This is about the fact that... Just let it grow organically. Put the money behind it, but stop pretending... that it's at the same level as men's football, because it's not. And I don't think you do it any favours by pretending it is.
But Notts County women's football team just went out. They went out of business because the cost of running the team was £500,000 a year to pay all of the players, and they took in sponsorship and ground receipts £27,000 a year. The only way they're going to bridge that gap and pay people properly is if they get a very significant boost, or if you get, in the case of Chelsea, John Terry for quite a while, in one of the very few things he's ever done that's quite decent, funded the women's team for a while.
Funded. Funded or fingered?
He enthusiastically funded. Regularly funded.
No.
Powerfully and repeatedly funded.
But it's one of the things I think that the Premier League should be funding. I think the Premier League, with their billions, should be funding all grassroots football and all women's football. And then organically it will grow to the point that it is currently being promoted at. But the problem is you promote it at a level which it is not yet at, and you draw a crowd who aren't going to stick around to watch what is by and large a very second-rate competition.
This was actually the exact argument used against equal payment for women in tennis, saying the quality of the performances and the quality of the match play wasn't high enough to rate the payment that men got. Billie Jean King used the argument that's blatant misogynistic sexism and that it would be absurd in the 20th century to allow that kind of stuff. Billie Jean King used that argument in 1979 and it was enforced in 1985.
Well, I'm not...
You're fighting on the right side of history, mate.
No, I'm simply saying put the money behind it, but don't lie to us.
Watch it.
Don't lie to us.
So your theory is the Premier League should fund women's football, but put an advert at the start saying it's not very good. It might get good in about 5 years' time.
No, I mean, you got.
Don't judge us on this. We're just giving them money.
The part of this comes from I support a minority sport in rugby league that doesn't get
rugby league is not. That's not a gender minority sport.
No, as in it's a minority sport. As in it doesn't get the same sort of funding or support. Level of
so hang on
media
the reason
support.
That women's football shouldn't be properly attended or funded or supported
is
because the sport that you like quite as popular as you'd like it to
my
be.
My point isn't that
rugby league is really good, therefore Man City women's team don't count.
No, I'm not saying that.
Martin Afire, are you listening?
No, I said there's a reason people don't attend women's football. And the reason people don't attend women's football is it's not as entertaining by and large. In my opinion.
Isn't that partly to do with the fact that a lot of the teams up until very recently haven't been fully professional, so they haven't been able to dedicate their entire...
And part of what I'm saying is fund it and it will therefore grow. What my beef isn't with women's football in this regard. When I talk
what do you
about
think
rugby
of women's
league.
Rugby league, mate?
Women's rugby league is also not as good as men's rugby league, and rugby union's not as good as men's rugby league.
What do you mean by good, though? Do you mean physical?
It's
is that the same as good?
It's not as fast, and that's the thing. Top flight male football will always be faster than top flight female football. It just will.
If it's about speed, mate, why don't we have like cheetahs or pumas? I'd pay to see that shit as well. So what you're saying is it's mostly what about women rugby league players but driving cars? So they get the speed. Mm. Where would you be on that?
Well, they'd never be able to park them.
And on that note, let's get on to the strikers of our
back
dream
to the
team.
Strikers of the dream team. Aguero, let's do the same thing where you watch it live.
Okay.
Aguero has actually managed to score his 167th goal, which is out of Man City's all-time top scorers. He's now second.
Who was first, do you know?
Eric Brook.
I don't know who Eric Brooksy was.
Brooksy.
Oh, Brooksy. Also, Aguero's done very well, I think, just to exist, given the fact that he used to date Maradona's daughter, impregnated her, and has dumped her, effectively, and Maradona hasn't had him dealt with.
Oh.
Maradona's connected.
Okay, this is shaky camera work, BBC. It's almost like it's someone with a phone. Yeah, he doesn't miss them, does he?
It's a penalty, isn't it?
Yeah. He don't miss them. I mean, in fairness, no, we've discussed this. No professional footballer should. Maybe the women. Women footballers, I have nothing against you. It's more about the media's promotion of you. That's the issue I have. But we'll discuss.
I had
that
the same
off-air.
With Mandela. I had nothing against him, but I didn't like the fact that some people in the Guardian were like, "Come on, Mandela's got a point."
Yeah, like he was the only prisoner. Come on.
Negredo is also up there as well. He's got 11 points. And Barnes with 9. What do you think of those two?
Well, Barnes was on my bench, so he can go frickin' walk.
Is it Ashley Barnes?
I think it is Ashley Barnes, yeah. Not for you.
It's not a good first name.
Is it because it could also be a female name?
No. Well, weirdly, I went to school with a guy called Ashley Roberts. And one of the Pussycat Dolls is also called Ashley Roberts.
Are they the same person?
That always tickled me.
That would be great. If you've been to school with any transsexual pop star, tweet us at Michael McIntyre. FootballRadio.com.
I went to school with a girl called Limahl.
Really?
No,
that's a great
really.
Name.
Yeah. That would be amazing, though.
That would be.
So the top points, if you had that team, would have been 120. The highest that someone got was 124. And the average points...
Hang on. The maximum possible was 120 and someone got 124.
If you had that team, the highest possible score, this is including like triple captain, blah, blah, blah,
oh,
and that kind
yes.
of jazz.
Oh, I've still not done that.
It's 124. Yeah.
Remember to do that.
And so the average points was 46. So Rob, you're above average.
I am.
Also, could I point out something? It says, and I'm not sure if this is a printer error, I don't think it is, it says on game week 35, the most captain player was Ibrahimovic.
Yeah,
who
I
was
saw
injured.
That.
And that's astonishing. It suggests that more people on average are just not clicking in at this point of the season and changing their captains than actually actively are.
See, I wanted to bring this up. Like, it must reach a point now where people are bored of they've kind of gone through the first 10 weeks and gone, okay, right, I'm all over this. And now I've just got bored. It's the end of the season. I'm going to lose.
Or not even got bored, just accepted that, you know, the inevitability of a sort of a mid-place finish. They're on the beach, mate. They're on the beach. They're already on the beach.
Well, you think of the number of like work leagues and things where the only time anyone touches their team is week one.
Mm.
And they just do it because Dave from accounts won't stop rabbiting on at you unless you come up with it, and then you'll send it forward and you'll go, "You got him, idiot." And it's like, Dave, fuck off, mate. Yeah, there's no need.
Well, Ibrahimovic is not even on the top transfers out. Lukaku is, and then you've got Jesus is the most top. Is the most transferred in.
You always transfer the top scorer in the league out rather than the injured guy.
He's injured though.
No, Lukaku's not.
Oh no, but you would have thought Ibrahimovic would have been on the top.
Oh yeah,
transfers.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. It was sarcasm.
Oh okay.
Or as the Americans would wrongly call it, irony.
Did that get your beef up? Get your back up? Was that a beef? Is that a beef?
Yeah. Well, you know how the Premier League is the self-styled biggest league in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And
after the Women's League, obviously.
Did I talk about it in America? Did I? Fuck, no one cares. Genuinely, no one cares. I went in so many different sports bars. I didn't see a single kick of a football. I saw a lot of basketball because it's playoffs. A lot of ice hockey.
Is ice hockey good on TV?
No, you can't. I mean, I think you have to have the reactions of a mongoose to be able to actually see where the puck is.
Although I do like the idea of an enforcer. I think that's quite cool. Just a thug who beats people up. Is that still...
Send him on. Beat the shit out of someone. Come back off.
Lovely.
The Duncan Ferguson approach.
Mm-hmm. Currently, Duncan Ferguson's been... being credited with the improvement in Lukaku's form over the last year.
Really?
Yeah, because he's training him very actively. And no one would argue with Ferguson. Like, no. You know about Ferguson, Mike. He's the sort of thuggish hero striker for Everton in the 1990s. He's a sort of inspirational figure and has a tattoo of Everton on his shoulder, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen him done a bub, yeah.
He does look like if he took to the field carrying a can of Tennent's.
You would not take it off him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be, as the referee, you'd be like, okay, Dunk, fair enough.
Can you finish that as soon as you can and throw it off the
pitch?
No
pressure, though. Yeah,
and,
big man.
And he'd crush it on his forehead. That's what he'd do. But yeah, no, so ice hockey, bewildering. Mm-hmm. And a lot of baseball, because the season's just started. And even, bear in mind, the American football season doesn't start for another 3 or 4 months. A lot of American football.
That's because it's the picks, isn't it?
Yeah, the draft.
Yeah.
But not a single person giving the tiniest shiny shit about the greatest league in the world. I think it's important that the Premier League hear that. Mm. And I know they listen to this show.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Premier
Hello,
League.
Hello, Tom.
Tom Premier League.
Tom Premier League. Should we do a stat attack to finish off the segment?
Absolutely.
Stat attack.
Women score more goals.
Coutinho was injured this week, so it caused a bit of a fire sale, according to some websites. Over 31,000 transfers have happened in 24 hours.
Well, they shouldn't have still had him in the team anyway. He's been mediocre since he came back from injury. He has. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Apparently, the Brazilian can be found in 23% of FPL squads and has scored in the last 4 out of 5 starts.
And on only 9% of female footballers.
How important would you say a Brazilian is for the average women's footballer team?
Personally, I prefer the landing strip. I think it reduces friction.
The landing strip is wrongly named, though, because if it was actually a landing strip, it should just be the hair around that area and then entirely shaved.
That's a lot more intricate, isn't it? And you'd have to have a few floodlights, a vajazzle element.
If you've got floodlights in your intimate area,
yeah,
please tweet us at goodmorningitv.com.
Hazard scored his 15th goal of the season.
Ooh.
That's sarcasm.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he's one more than his 2013-2014 season.
So. Okay, question for you, sir. I'm talking to Declan here.
Hello, Rob.
There is a midfielder who has scored more goals than Eden Hazard.
I'm always bad at... is it King? Because he's technically a midfielder.
No, he scored the same number.
Oh.
That he scored 15 as well, which kind of puts Hazard's achievement into perspective, I think.
Mm.
That Josh King of Bournemouth has scored them and at a better goals per minute.
Josh King has been on fire.
He doesn't have a DJ career like Eden Hazard does.
I'm always bad at questions and
It's Dele Alli.
Of course it is.
Dele Alli scored 17.
That's appalling.
At 159 minutes per goal. Eden Hazard scored 15 at 180 minutes per goal.
Magic in the boots, mate.
Yeah, I mean, but it just goes to show that as good as Eden Hazard is, let's not...
He's no Dele Alli.
Let's not overbake the biscuit.
Back to my stats attack.
Yeah.
So Matt has had his stopwatch out and is currently standing at 465 minutes. That's how long West Brom haven't scored. Mm. They haven't scored in 5 games. That's 465 minutes.
And yet they're still 8th in the league. Astonishing.
I know.
What is Johnny Evans playing at?
I don't know.
And Solomon Rondon. I mean, I know his novelty condom business is going like wildfire. But you know, even after he got caught with those rare condor feathers,
Spurs will finish higher than Arsenal in the league this year. First time in 22 years.
Wow.
That's... Okay, I was expecting a bigger reaction.
No, that's... I mean, it's kind of sad that I know that makes Spurs fans happy in itself.
Because they should have done... They should have been performing better over the last 22 years.
Well, it's just like... It's like Leeds fans who really don't care about the rest of the season as long as we beat Man United.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened a couple of times. But, you know, win the fucking league, be excited about that. Yes, finishing above Arsenal is good, but you finished above Arsenal because Arsenal are bad. Now the challenge is finish above Chelsea or last season Leicester. That's who you want to be finishing above. Whoever comes second.
And that, I think, is a great insight into the way in which managers should motivate their teams.
Yeah,
look at who's coming second.
Yeah,
come ahead of them.
Yeah,
you'll have won.
Yeah,
lovely.
But yeah, I mean, bravo! You've finished ahead of the most underachieving Arsenal side that I can remember under Wenger.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Stat attack.
So there's been a new Premier League record set. Do you want to know what it is?
I do.
Amount of dogging incidents outside of the M25 over a long weekend.
Is it?
I'm sure that is a record, but not the one I've got written down.
Is it most number of people to leave their seat mid-game to go for a wee and miss a goal?
Lovely. Lovely stat. Lovely stat.
Nobody could be. No, this is Hull have conceded the most penalties in a season.
Ooh.
Ever. With 12.
12? If I'd have had to guess, I would have gone for more than 12, I think.
So that's 12 this season. But who do you think are in second and third place?
Great question. This season?
This season.
Great question.
Oh, it's got to be Man United and Chelsea, because they're forever giving away penalties. Oh, hang on. No.
And you'll find out the answer after the break.
Cliffhanger.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
You have job need doing? You have man work? Then you need men. And if you need men, you need Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. Hi, I'm Crazy Roman Abramovich, billionaire oligarch, Chelsea owner and all-round nice guy. Over years, I accidentally accumulated too many player. Whoopsie! You know how it is when you go shopping, impulse buying a Danish centre-half at the counter. 10 million. Sorry for that. Well, my reckless spending could mean bargain for you. You have baby needs sitting? There's no safer pair of hands than Matej Dalak. 30 quid for night, plus whatever he wants from fridge. You have leaves? We have sweeper. Holland defender Nathan Aker. Just £10 hour, plus lift home. Need people for political flyering? They don't get more left-wing than Charlie Musondo Jr. or more right-wing than Christian Atsu. Pay them just pennies per flyer. Satisfaction guaranteed. I spent millions on players I don't even know I've got. So if you have job and can't be bothered to do, just call in to Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. With over 70 players in stock, we have man for you. Thumbs up.
Bar Radio presents
Sticky Blood.
Do you have to have grown up in Tottenham to be able to make grime?
No. And you're evidence of that.
You're evidence of that.
Really good grime.
I said we make all right grime. I said there's a lot of people in different parts of this country that make sick grime. Bugsy Malone.
Yeah.
Scouse Trapping Trems.
Definitely not. You don't have to be from wherever the spoon was invented to use a fucking spoon.
There we go. That's probably the clip. That's the clip.
Big up spoons.
That's it. That's definitely the clip.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
You've seen it in the Sky Sports adverts. Now experience it in the flesh. The Premier League live in concert. John Motson will be conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra with special guests Ian Wright on bassoon and Thierry Henry on double bass.
Hello, I'm John Motson.
Watson, and I'm quite certain that the event in this marvellous stadium will not let them down.
Tickets are going fast. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live, all this season at the O2. Due to popular demand, we've added extra dates. From this season, you'll be able to experience the magic of the Premier League live in concert on alternating Fridays and Mondays. Book your tickets now to see the Allens, Shearer and Hansen on percussion, alongside Jonathan Pearce on flute. Plus, on the 23rd of January, coming out of a 20-year retirement, Eric Cantona will be returning to the Premier League for a one-time-only performance of I Kicked a Boy and I Liked It.
Today, self-appointed Commissioner of Football wants to say thank you.
Tickets are flying out the stadium. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live in concert, all this season.
Let it go. Let it go.
Paper on FUBAR Radio.
That'll be fired the fader up.
And that's why female golfers get my goat.
That one, actually, I couldn't really agree with you on. Yeah, I mean, you made a phenomenal case.
Yeah.
You're right, Rob.
Yeah.
You seem to be going off on one there.
Well, you know, first I had a female doctor, then a female mom.
When will they stop?
Yeah. How much equivalency do they want, false or otherwise?
Shall we get into the news from the wider world?
I've already got a female girlfriend, for God's sake.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
News from the wider world of football.
So, the news from the wider world of football. This is, because Matt's not here, we've got a very badly written running order by myself. So, it consists of four little stories, one of which is really pointless. So, but Zlatan will play again after injury. Ta-da!
He's got a knee thing, right?
That's yeah, he has. Yeah. So,
it's not terminal.
No, it's not. He's gone off to America, I think in Pittsburgh, and he's getting his knee fixed.
Oh, to that guy, is he still the guy? Because he operated on like Jonathan Woodgate's knee and Alan Shearer's knee.
Richard Ellman or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be famous because you're the knee guy.
Strangely, we had this conversation last week.
Did you?
About the idea that there's probably a league table for knee guys, and that somebody somewhere has gone like, what are the things that you have to tick, the boxes you have to tick in order to be the person, and how do people find out about it, blah, 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 blah.
And somewhere down the bottom of the list, there's a Dr. Nick type character. Oh, your knee is fucked! Hello.
I thought that was our guy anyway. What is it? Aminir. He's
more into therapy.
Okay.
Than actually surgery.
The herbal remedies, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Richard Hillman from Corrie is good with knees.
Okay.
Well, there's a Corrie reference. He was a serial killer on Coronation Street.
Right.
Where 19 people live, and it took them months to find him.
Is that a spoiler alert?
Yeah. No, well...
spoiler alert for X amount of years ago.
Yeah, if you're about to travel back in time.
Okay.
15 years.
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher won the election in 1979. If you're about to travel back in time, and... Yep.
Yes,
anything else you'd like to bring up?
65 million years ago, the dinosaurs may or may not have been wiped out.
What?
If you're going back. I know.
On this day as well, they got wiped out on this day.
It's like on a message board when someone's like 3 hours late to a transfer story and someone goes, in other news, the Titanic's just sunk. Fuck off. I've just heard it. I'm excited. As you can see, this is personal for me.
But do you think Zlatan is going to go back to Manchester United? He hasn't signed a deal yet. He scored 28 goals a season.
I think he'll go to whoever he thinks. I think he might go to Spurs. I think he wants to win the Premier League, and he ain't going to do that at Man United.
I think he sees himself as such a big inspirational figure that he can only play for certain clubs, and I don't think Spurs.
Okay, no, fair.
I think Arsenal. I think, and also, didn't he refuse to go for a trial at Arsenal a long time ago because he was like, Zlatan doesn't go for trials, to Wenger when he was about 18 years old.
Yeah, but that's under Wenger. Maybe Wenger leaves, and maybe Ibrahimovic is one of the missing pieces of the jigsaw. Another piece being someone in midfield who can tackle.
And the rest of the jigsaw, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the
he's
box.
He's one of the missing, yeah.
The box with a picture of the Premier League trophy on it.
It's actually a cat, you know, in a house or something like that. You know, it's...
Well, pieces of the jigsaw they already have. Czech and
Lovely.
Sanchez.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, Sanchez, yeah.
So they have two... I mean, but it Sanchez could be a four-piece jigsaw. I've seen kids with four-piece jigsaws and they can't do them. Kids are fucking idiots.
But Sanchez is talking about leaving as well. So.
That TV show, by the way, Kids Are Fucking Idiots, would be amazing. Yeah. Just the kids walking into doors.
People, yeah.
Lovely. Great times.
Anyway, Sanchez is still considering leaving, though, isn't he? Mm. He's not sticking around.
Well, the rumour mill has it. Yeah. But
he's apparently on 140 grand. He could double that elsewhere and benefit from the tax rate. I mean, it'd be interesting if he stays. If he stays, where will it be? Sort of Man City, do you think?
I don't think they would sell him to a rival.
Yeah, that makes sense. So where would he go? He wouldn't go back to... Was it
but
Barcelona?
He's only on a one-year contract. It's not that he'd be...
No, you're talking about Ibrahimovic. Yeah. No, you're chopping and changing.
Oh, sorry. Ibrahimovic
can go wherever the fuck he wants. And if he... maybe he'd be tempted to do his final season in Sweden.
Yeah, I agree. But I think his final season is at least two seasons away. Assuming
his
recovery's
still fit
okay.
As a fiddle, isn't he?
Really is.
Apart from the injury that's keeping him out.
Sorry. Sorry, back to Sanchez then.
I'm glad that Zlatan came here and shoved it in the face of everyone who said he wouldn't, you know. Yeah, he's good in these leagues, blah blah blah, with no defence.
Mm-hmm.
But he's come over here and he's shown that he is absolutely, genuinely world class, which is an overused phrase.
He also then gave an interview saying, "My critics, I made them eat their balls," which is a phenomenal sentence. And well done, Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
I think we need to find that clip.
Yeah. Bravo. So I don't think it will be with Man United, but you never know. I mean, they've got the wallet, certainly. But he must be worth 100 million, as in financially he has this cash.
Yeah, I think he'll stay. I think as long as he's not out for 12 months, I think he'll stay, because I think he's a good person to have around. I think Mourinho respects him. I think the fans all absolutely love him, and he's an animal. So he'll want to prove himself, and he'll want to be at a team. Yeah, he'll want to come and be the guy who's made that kind of impact on a team that within two seasons they're up there and challenging.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, they are already up there and challenging for fourth.
This is going to be something quite close to your heart, Rob, I think. Mm. This is a guy called Marco Goncalves. He's a striker for Portuguese amateur club Canales? Yeah, that's the one. He did something very stupid to a referee. And is now banned for 4 years.
He kneed him in the face?
He did knee him in the face.
Have you actually seen this?
No, I haven't seen this.
I'm looking it up. I'm accessing YouTube, people.
So he's been suspended for 4 years for assaulting a referee, 2 months for insults and threats, and 3 months for assaulting an opposition player. Overall, he just sounds like a menace. Absolute menace. And he's
immediate thoughts, it's not looking good for him.
The title of the YouTube clip is Marco Goncalves grabs the official and knees him in the face. Phenomenal.
Yeah, so let's see. The referee is running over, he's brandished the card, and he grabbed him by the back of the head and kneed him in the face.
Very much does what it says on the tin with that YouTube clip there.
Yeah.
Does grab the official, does knee him in the face.
Yeah. No, he should be not just banned for life, he should be banned for life from anything to do with football. He should be on his way to prison.
I'm sure he might be, you never know. This is just what's...
You can't be sure someone might be.
Well,
come on, Mike.
He's banned for 4 years.
Of all standards, gone since I left.
Yeah, my English doesn't
what
work
on earth?
Anymore.
You English not so good.
Yes, basically.
Talking of people being banned, though, Joey Barton got banned for 18 months for gambling this week, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Did you read about this?
Yeah. But he didn't gamble on his own games, did he?
No, but he did when he was a when he was not playing for his own team, bet against them. And he says it was effectively petty spite, and it was 5-6 years ago. And he kind of, you know, he defends himself by saying, "I was an idiot. I accept that." But, you know, and he also points out that if he were to play for his team again, he'd be playing wearing an advertising slogan of the picture on the slogan is that of a betting company. So there is a problem with betting, not just from the perspective of players betting on matches, but also from the perspective of the Premier League allowing sponsorship by very big
encouraging
betting. Exactly. And so there is a level of hypocrisy there, but it's really, I think it's amazing. I think it feels to me like the fact that he's demonstrably put out a cigar in someone's eye and got almost no ban. He's, you know, kicked people repeatedly. He's done all kinds of horrific things. And then this thing, which seems not even a particularly big issue, is the one that he's been. And I don't know about you, but I didn't read about it. I didn't know that it was coming up. I didn't know that it was going to trial.
I knew that there was something coming on that front, but I think it's an overreaction, in fairness, because yes, the game needs to be seen as whiter than white in regards to match fixing and all that stuff, but then you need to have an outright ban on players gambling, not on players gambling on the games they're involved in. Because at the end of the day, if players talk, and, you know, you could have a Burnley player put a bet on for a Chelsea player.
That's actually a really good point.
It's very simple. So you have a thing saying you are professionals for a short time. During that period, there is no gambling. Full stop. If you are caught gambling on football, I mean, you can bet on other things, but if you're caught betting on football, that's it. You're banned for a year.
And that is, to be fair, that's a really good point, because if players do talk, and, you know, a day before a match, there's no way, if I'm not playing, I'm not going to text three of my mates, regardless of what teams they play for, and say, I'm out. And if I'm, I don't know, Eden Hazard or Diego Costa.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a massive.
Yeah. And that feels to me like a probably more important and more significant issue. It does feel like they've decided Joey Barton's a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
He's pissed off everyone. Let's make an example of him.
Yeah. And, you know, it's basically, I mean, they've come a long way since basically Paul Merson said, I've played loads of games whilst I was coked off my tits, and they put an arm round him.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure necessarily in the right way, because according to the amount of bets he placed, it was something like 1,800 bets or something ridiculous.
Is this Joey Barton or Paul Merson?
Joey Barton.
But that was spread over a long period of time, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But he's the latest in a line of footballers to have a very serious psychological issue. He's got loads of different psychological issues. But, you know, they don't look after their players as they should. Because if they did, he wouldn't have had that problem. You wouldn't have people who've earned millions and millions of pounds being bankrupt. They don't look after them. They treat them like commodities, because the greed that ravishes Premier League knows no end. And that's why they allow very questionable betting companies to be... I mean, I think I may be wrong, but are betting companies the majority sponsors?
They must be, particularly now with the foreign viewing figures and how important betting is in certain markets. I think what we should do is we should set up a false company that sells crack cocaine, contact the Premier League and ask to sponsor one of the big one of the big things, and see what they quote us for.
Yeah.
And we just say we've got a movable product. It's very popular. It's very Moorish.
Yeah. Some people might call it meth. We don't call it meth. We call it a good time.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the debate that everyone is debating. Who is better? Gerrard versus Lampard. After the boys gave their arguments, here are your comments. Let us know your thoughts. goodteam@fubarradio.com or on our Fubar FC page on Facebook.
I pushed the button too quickly. I'm sorry.
I've no idea what just happened.
I like that person's voice, though. That person's voice is a good person, good voice.
We miss you. So, once upon a time, once upon a time we did an argument, who was better, Gerrard versus Lampard, and we produced a video that went up onto facebook.com/FUBARFC. And to be fair, your comments are absolutely incredible. Rob,
so who were the two people who commentated on it? Was it Rob and
it was Rob and Matt,
was it? Yeah.
Yeah, and
so who defended who?
You were supporting Lampard.
I was on the side of Fat Frank.
Yeah. And Matt was talking about Gerrard. Matt has since done a rebuttal. It's not as got as many shares as this one, but no. Still, it is the gift that keeps on giving. And there's things like, I've never heard so much bollocks in my life. And yeah, I've never seen something so bitter.
It's yeah, just... but have you seen who that's from? That's from Kyle Farrington. He sounds... that. Kyle Farrington sounds like a B-list actor in Dynasty.
He's like, my name is actually James Smith.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd take the first name after my favourite actor, Carl Wangstaff, and my second name after the town that I'm born in, Farrington.
Yeah, but I mean, you can imagine Joan Collins in Dynasty going, get me Kyle Farrington.
Yes. Send the fingerer.
Yes.
Anyway, if you want to have a look at this, head over to FUBAR FC and you can see the video.
And Matt Stevens, I'm not bitter. And the stats you've listed are bollocks, mate.
Come on, read them out, Rob.
Right, if you're going to use stats, comma, just saying, and you drop the last G if you're going to say just saying. Not that there's another G in it, but shut up, Matt. Right, and the first one is best Ballon d'Or finish. Second, Frank Lampard. Third, Stephen Gerrard. Both 2005. So, objectively, the footballing world has decided at the same time, at their peaks, that Frank Lampard was better. I'm just saying that he's... no G there, just saying that he has put this thing up saying, if you're going to use stats, look at these stats, saying it's in favour of Stephen Gerrard, and the very first one punctures his argument like a whore in stilettos might puncture your testy.
I think that's a very good point. I think another point is that the next stat he uses is the PFA Team of the Year appearances. An appearance, I believe, is spelt wrongly, which suggests that Matt Stevens has made this himself. He's not like Googled it. He's gone out and he's found that's quite weird.
Yeah. PFA Player of the Month. I mean, that, come on, Matt Stevens.
If that's your real name, yeah. Kyle Farrington.
Yeah. You're all the same person. So yeah, basically I am not gonna tolerate this sort of nonsense.
We will be doing Kane versus Lukaku at some point before the end of the season.
He's already beaten Abel.
Has he? Now he's got...
Bible ref, guys.
Yeah. Now I've got Old Testament on your ass.
Now he's got Lukaku in his...
Which, strangely, is one of the things really frowned upon.
Yeah.
going on someone's ass.
Or near.
Or coveting.
Or stealing, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Still to come, we're going to be talking about the fixtures this weekend, and also who we're going to be keeping.
Are we?
And who we're going to be dropping.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep it locked.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Shut up, you mug. I'm rock hard Cockney Ray Winston, and I'm here to tell you that if you spunk a monkey on any game with three or more goals, then we'll give you a pony back in free bets. What's more, if you see your bets going pear-shaped, you can bail early doors like a coward with our new back-out button. So don't be a lemon, stop saving money and get it bet. You can't take it with you. Please gamble responsibly, but definitely gamble. Mug.
FUBAR Radio presents...
You stop putting pictures of John Holmes' cock on my
screen.
Sorry,
Abby put something for me to read on the shared screen, which is man with a 20-inch penis.
Abby, so... you shouldn't be joining in with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, look at that.
There goes.
Well, what's all the wrapping around it?
It was bandaged. It's too heavy to stay on, probably. It has to be bandaged to keep it on.
Can I quote back to you what you've just said?
Sorry,
and Julie just said it. The man's penis is too heavy to stay on, so they bandage it. Tell you now, the reason is not because it's too heavy to stay on. What is going on in this place?
Every Monday.
Ian Bolsworth.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Winter is coming, and when winter comes, you know you're going to want a nice warm jumper. Sheep's wool is so 2015. You need llama wool. And if you need llamas, you need me, Carlton Palmer. Throughout my playing career for Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds United and England, I used to get cold on the bench thanks to poor quality British wool. Seeing me shake, Robbie Fowler directed me to his Peruvian connection. That didn't work out, but when I was in Peru, I learned about the wonderful warming qualities of llama wool. Now I've got a whole herd, or pack, or flock, or whatever it is, and I'm the number one supplier of llama wool in the UK. So if you want to be warm, just call on me, Carlton Palmer, Llama Farmer.
Good team on paper, on FUBAR Radio.
I looked into getting some of the llama stuff from Carlton Palmer. It's not cheap.
No. No, it's high quality wool materials from the Peruvian highlands.
It's not often you're offered that opportunity by an ex England midfielder.
Well, if we ever get him in the studio, I'll see if we can get a discount. Do we all want some?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't pass that opportunity up.
Can I just say we haven't talked at all about West HMRFC and their illegal payments to players. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly is very important there.
But if proven, surely relegation beckons.
Yeah. Huge if true.
Yeah. Pictures or didn't happen. As I've said to many of my friends.
You just mentioned something about the Premier League. Besides West Ham potentially being relegated for irregularities. You mentioned something about the Premier League table. Do you talk?
Yeah, so in seventh place are Declan's beloved Everton FC.
Whoop, whoop.
Who have scored a very impressive 60 goals.
Thank you, Lukaku.
This season. Yeah, nearly half of them by Lukaku. And conceded a relatively okay 40.
Sort of fuck you, Jagielka.
Yeah. But that gives them a goal difference of plus 20. The next highest goal difference after theirs is minus 4.
And this is the team below them in the table, isn't
it? Yeah. But minus 4.
24 goal difference.
Yeah, in one position. I mean, you expect that to a degree at the top. I mean, like, Tottenham's goal difference of plus 49 against Liverpool's plus 29... is a case in point.
But, it really is, yeah.
But where you get down to the nitty gritty, you expect that sort of difference between, say, 10th and 20th.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that difference in 7th and 8th, I don't think we've ever seen the likes. If Matt was here, he'd be able to confirm or deny such accusations.
Yeah, or he'd use Google very sneakily. Yeah. We wouldn't notice, and he'd look very confident and then be right.
I'm at least honest about my ignorance.
But wouldn't it be something to do with the fact that the top seven all have serious money behind them?
I'm not sure Everton do, mate, to be honest.
And the thing is, serious money, if you've been in the Premier League more than one season, you've got serious money. That it's that's no, seriously, you have. Coming last in the Premier League now is worth about, what, 15 times more than winning the first Premier League was worth.
It's something like 100 million now with the TV money, isn't
it's ridiculous. So if you're in the Premier League as everyone, I can't remember even who got promoted.
You're basically making it rain. Boosh. Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, it's a better business plan than dealing cocaine.
Well, Sunderland, this is amazing. I found this fact earlier today. Sunderland have spent 1,282 days of their Premier League existence in the bottom three.
Great fact. And yet they've not gone down in the last 10 seasons. This is the first time, obviously, they've gone down. David Moyes loved you at Everton, mate, but ever since, it's been a disaster.
But that made me think of that season when Everton were in the bottom three up until, what was it, 5 minutes from the end of the season?
Yeah.
And then Bolton went down. Was it Bolton who went down in your place?
I think so, yes. Good memory. I should know that for sure.
Because that, I know quite a few Everton fans. It was Mike, what's his chops, with the silver hair, who was your manager at the time?
Oh, great. It was Mike Flingy Flangy.
No, you've gone from Norwich.
He's down the pub all the time. Whizzles.
But anyway.
Who was our manager? Really?
I think it was Mike.
What year was it?
Mike Watts-his-chops from Norwich. Everton had been dismal all season. And just a goal out of nowhere.
I'm definitely not Googling this.
It's not about where you are 5 minutes from the end of the season. It's about where you are at the end of the season, as Leeds have found out, having been in the playoffs right up until last week.
Exactly, yeah. And they were managed by that silver-haired guy from Norwich, Mike.
Gary Monk. Mike.
Gary Monk.
Gary Monk.
We've got 5 minutes to go.
Everyone's loving listening to my nonsense.
And there's a few games coming up this week. There's a lot of double game weeks coming up this week. So next week,
Bristol Rovers women
are a team.
Next week is game week 36. Mm-hmm. Arsenal and Southampton both have double game weeks.
Game week 36, double D week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just to be clear, in the break, Rob assured me that he wasn't a misogynist despite all of the things he said.
I just don't like women.
And then game week 37.
Save your Latin.
Game week 37, basically everyone has a double game week. So it's really time to be played, in Matt's words, be tactical about who you're bringing in transfer-wise. I have already done my transfers this week. I brought in I'm ahead of the game. I brought in King and Costa into my team.
What about Alexis Sanchez? Any thoughts on Alexis Sanchez?
I tried to get Sanchez in, but unfortunately I just didn't have the money. I just can't. Yeah,
it's all about the money. It's all about the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
But what are you guys thinking? Who should you be bringing in?
Sanchez. putting himself in a shot window. He's got two double game weeks, 36-37. Has to be Sanchez, I think.
That's not a bad shout. I think Lloris and Sigurdsson are very safe bets because they have to win. Swansea have to keep winning if they're going to stay up.
Lloris?
Not Lloris, Llorente, sorry.
Yes.
Llorente and Sigurdsson. Because they are basically Swansea's only two players, and they have to keep scoring.
Also, Swansea should really consider bringing back Catherine Zeta-Jones, who I think would be inspirational.
Yeah. And obviously, Spurs.
Harry Kane? Yeah. Dele Alli?
Both. And the other one, the midfield fella.
Son.
He's very good. Eric Dyer? But he doesn't get played enough.
He was very fast on the wing. He's very impressive. This weekend, I thought. It was very, very good. His cross to the goal was phenomenal.
He's a cracking player. No, the one with the mean set piece.
Isn't that Dyer?
Oh, I don't know what he's called. But he's another Scandi type.
So that's our pick. Another Scandi type.
But because the thing is, there are very few teams now with anything to play for.
Mm-hmm. Right,
Liverpool can't finish. They can, but they almost certainly won't finish outside the top four. So
none of the women's teams, because you don't believe that they've got any validity.
I don't believe they exist. Photos or didn't happen. Tottenham are going to be going all out.
Yep.
So I would back their players. Chelsea are going to be playing it safe, so I wouldn't back their players. I think Chelsea would settle for 3-0-0 4-0-0 draws.
You meant to
Chelsea
recommend
have basically
Ericsson,
won it,
I think.
Though, haven't they?
Ericsson. That's who I meant. Because it's not spelt like Eric's son. No, it's spelt all foreign with K's.
I think he's in my team, actually. Anyway, I should know that.
And also, maybe a Man City player here and there.
And torn of the fact that it's, of course, David Beckham's birthday, and it's 3 days after Kevin Keegan said, "I would love it. I would absolutely love it. I would absolutely love it." 21 years ago, I'd like to say that West Ham versus Spurs will be quite a fun game.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was about to say, what are we saying for a
Goldfest?
So, what are we saying for Goldfest?
Yeah, I think West Ham versus Spurs.
Ham versus Spurs. I think that's a fair shout. But I am going to counter that by saying Arsenal Man United, over the years there have been a few very high scoring games between those two.
Great shout.
And Arsenal are in the last they're drinking in the last chance saloon. So I think you are going to see them race into a lead and then get annihilated.
And Sanchez is putting himself in the shop window as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What about a
snooze fest?
I don't like the sound of a man wanking in the background of that.
So sorry.
But I'm going to say there isn't one. There isn't one this week.
Fair enough. Well, that has been Good Team on Paper this week. Thank you very much to my two experts, Rob and Deck. If you want to check anything out, head over to fobarradio.com. I have been Mike Swain.
I've been Miss Ogeny.
I've been trying to keep the Guardian Easter end up.